Well, I'm Olivia Bruno. I'm a senior. I'm majoring in biology, and I'm on the pre-med track, and I'm from Franklin, Tennessee.
Thanks for talking with me today. Just want to start off by asking, what made you want to run for Homecoming Queen?
Well, I've worked with a lot of organizations throughout my time here at Alabama that are so amazing and so integral to the community. And I was talking to one of my friends about what a perfect time Homecoming is to really celebrate those organizations and for us as students to recognize how much they give to us and to the Tuscaloosa community. And so it was kind of a one-off comment of like, oh, that would be such a great time. This would be such a cool way to highlight all of these places. And then out of the blue, a couple days before the deadline to apply was, she was like, hey, I really think you should do this. Give it a shot. And I thought about it for a little bit. And I was like, you know what? Why not highlight some really cool places around Tuscaloosa? And ever since, it's been a really fun ride, and I've had a great time getting to point out some really cool places to give back to the community.
That's great. That's great. What has been your experience with the new election process? How has it felt to you?
Yeah, I'm going to be quite honest. I wasn't really familiar with the old elections process. This is all very new to me, but so far I feel very supported by everyone who's been involved. All of the faculty coordinators have been amazing. And it's given me a really great opportunity to really spread the word in the way that I hoped I would be able to through social media, through partnering with different organizations, hosting donation drives. So I've really enjoyed that the process gives me and the other candidates the freedom to really promote our platforms in ways that are effective.
What have you tried to do with social media as far as just getting your campaign out there?
Sure. So every day this week, we've highlighted a different organization in Tuscaloosa that gives back to the community. So we've been posting about them, how to get connected, how to get involved, kind of what they do. And we've also been able to promote a couple of service opportunities that we've put together. So another candidate, Olivia Burleson, and I hosted a book drive on Friday for The House Tuscaloosa, which is currently under renovation to become a used bookstore and a literacy center. So it's been a really great way to spread the word about the events we're putting together. And like I said, those other organizations we've highlighted, like the Center for Service and Leadership, which is here on campus to connect students with service opportunities, Habitat for Humanity, which I was so lucky to serve with yesterday, so we've been able to highlight what they do, and then the West Alabama Food Bank, which is currently working with Beat Auburn Beat Hunger right now. So it's been a great way to spread the word on how students can get involved.
Thinking again about the election process, would there be any advice that you would want to give to the Homecoming team as they do this in the future?
I mean, so far things have been great. I think the only advice I would have, this is so new to me, I came in very blind, and it wasn't until our first meeting that I really understood some of the things that were expected or were going on. They've got great information on the website, but it was a little hard to find at times. So I guess that would be the only thing, is maybe putting more of a word out there on what it means to run and how to run and how to get involved. Because like I said, my friend ended up sending me the link to apply because I had a little bit of a tough time finding it myself.
And then finally, as you see it, what should Homecoming Queen represent for the university in our current day?
Sure. I think the Homecoming Queen should represent the ideals that the University of Alabama strives to instill in their students. So service, scholarship, leadership, all of those great values that we look for in our students here and that we hope to try and grow and maintain as a student body. I think that's what the Homecoming Queen should represent. And I also think it should be a great time to celebrate Tuscaloosa and UA and what it means to be a part of UA. So somebody who also has school spirit and loves to be here. I think that's a huge part of it too.